Hello, and welcome to the March edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's issue, we report on the International Conference on Audio for Games, chaired by Michael Kelly and recently held in London. Find out what the world's experts had to say about subjects such as emotion-driven audio and location-aware interactive games. On the topic of conferences, in this issue, you'll also find a call for contributions to the upcoming 44th International Conference, which deals with the topic of audio networking. Chaired by Nathan Brock, this three-day event focuses on audio applications enabled by recent advances in high bandwidth connectivity. Coming up later this year are two major international AES conventions, one in London and the other in New York. You'll find a preview of the London convention, which runs from the 13th through the 16th of May, together with a call for papers for the New York event, which runs from October the 20th through the 23rd. If you want to propose a paper for New York, there's a new option to submit a full paper for peer review, although the option for non-reviewed papers is still available. Submit your proposal by the end of May in order for it to be considered. Speaking of publications, the journal is running a special issue on the topic of auditory displays, edited by Agnieszka Rodzinska, Tony Stockman, and Bruce Walker. Complete papers of 4 to 10 pages are sought by May 1st from those working primarily on the effective and informational aspects of sound display. Find out where audiophile consumer technology is heading in a feature article by Francis Rumsey on Blu-ray or downloads for HD audio delivery. Rumsey looks at the prospects for pure audio Blu-ray, as well as the remarkable success enjoyed by some niche record companies in selling high-res master recordings over the internet direct to their target audiences. Knuckling down for some serious brain work, take a look at this month's research papers and engineering reports. Joe Jensen and his colleagues explain how they developed a nonlinear time domain model of balanced armature loudspeakers, such as those used in hearing aids. Using simulation, they are able to show how output distortion can be reduced through careful design of the mechanical properties of the armature. Automatic equalization using parametric IIR filters is the topic tackled by Herwig Behrens and his partners in this month's second research paper. They show that although FIR filters are usually used to equalize a system, a series of second-order biquad IIR filters can do a similar job with less memory and computation. Using listening tests and detailed measurements, they show practical examples using small loudspeakers in modern consumer products. Continuing with the subject of equalization, Stefan Jacecki and colleagues show how a frequency domain multipoint equalization algorithm can be used to improve sound quality in a variety of spaces, ranging from cars to living rooms. Multipoint equalization proves to be superior to single-point versions in terms of spectral deviation and robustness, and the authors also explore robustness at positions that differ from those used for the equalizer estimation. In an engineering report, Elena Blanco-Martin and her partners devised a measurement tool to evaluate a sound system's ability to reproduce the location of a sound event. Testing the tool with real sources and virtual signals generated used virtual acoustic openings. They found that it simulated reasonably accurately the auditory localization of human subjects. Standards news this month brings us up to date with digital interfaces for microphones and audio connectors. In a subsequent obituary, Dick Burden says goodbye to AES Bronze Medal winner Hugh Allen, who passed away in January. Finally, we catch up with news of AES section happenings around the world and learn of the latest products and developments too. All this in the March issue of the AES Journal, which you can find online at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening. Thank you.